Dance and prayer played significant roles in this annual ceremony marking the 1842 Buffalo Creek Treaty, which restored and recognized the Allegheny and Cattaraugus territories as sovereign Seneca lands. It's a treaty Seneca Nation President Todd Gates says carries lessons that remain relevant today.
And today, as leaders and as Seneca individuals, we bear the responsibilities of looking out for our future generations. And it is important that we always look back and know what history has taught us. The Buffalo Creek Treaty was an important and forever shaped the Seneca Nation and our people. But the treaty was needed because of earlier attempts to manipulate our people, take our lands, and relocate the Seneca people. But through the strength of our ancestors, we are still here today.
New York State has oftentimes found itself in disputes with the Seneca Nation, including a casino compact that will soon head to arbitration. On this day, though, State Senator Tim Kennedy renewed a vow to protect the sovereignty of the Seneca Nation.
And we have an obligation to uphold those treaties. And I can tell you, we will do everything we need to do to make sure that that happens.
The ceremony also included a history lesson by Councilor Rick Jemison, who spoke of how the Native nations fought amongst themselves before coming together. He showed wampums that symbolized the unity of what was then five nations, now six, and another marking peace between Natives and non-Natives. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.